Welcome to Unscripted Unlimited. I'm Dan.
I'm Doug.
I'm Aaron.
Sharon's eating pizza in the background, and we're here to do a
candy
tier list.
And she still did a proper intro.
And we're here to do the candy tier list. Are you excited?
I think
so.
I can just see the excitement just pouring off you right now.
I'm into it. So why don't you tell the people the tiers that we're putting the candy in?
Okay. So the tiers are elite, very good, mediocre, meh, and garbage.
There you go. And any kind of candy is eligible, right, Doug?
Yes.
This is your list?
Yeah. It was just going to be candy bars, but then after thinking about it, there's so much like candy you want to talk about, and we are kind of, I mean, for anybody that doesn't know what we look like, you're lucky, but we are, everybody except for Eric is kind of big.
Yeah, Doug's fat.
So we do enjoy our candy.
Hey, I enjoy it too.
No, you don't.
Not as much because you only weigh 75 pounds.
I weigh 135. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Doug, you dumbass.
Yeah, but we still have you by 100 or so. So obviously we like it more.
Fair enough.
Could be metabolism.
So
we're going to start with snow caps. A popular movie theater candy. It's like the chocolate with the white sprinkles on top.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
It's some deliberation, Doug. Talk about it. We are on a
They're
podcast.
Just okay. I don't like the little sprinkles on top. They get caught in my teeth.
Well, what's funny is that, like, sometimes, like, they kind of remind me of, like, the how melts come sometimes, and they have like the sprinkles
right
on top of the melts. They're not my go-to. If somebody has them and says, hey, you want some,
then
I'll eat them, unless they, after they offer it and I go to take one, they say $50.
Right.
But like, it's not necessarily, I don't know if I'd actually pay for a box.
I would.
Eric would.
I put in very good.
I put it in good.
All right. I mean, I'll say good just because it's not my go-to.
Okay. Write it down, Doug. For the love of God. Next up, Laffy Taffy.
Great.
You like those?
I like them.
There's some fruit candy that I can get behind, because Laffy Taffy is kind of like a fruit thing, right?
Yep. All
right. There's some fruit candy I can get behind, and like some that like kind of like, because I know it kind of sticks to your teeth or whatever. Like I like Starburst. I like, you know, other stuff like that. Laffy Taffy is just one I could never really get into.
It's a little chewier than
yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
They're a little harder.
Yeah, they're a little harder, and like I said, like they stick to your teeth, so it's a pain in the ass. I mean, I know they're a very popular candy, because weren't they made by Wonka?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I said great. I think very good. I wouldn't say great. They're
the banana
good
one is immaculate.
Right. I mean, I would say good. I mean, but like if you two are saying, you know,
put it in good then.
Well, you two both said very good, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Eric
so
said
then
mediocre.
You...
It balances out. Put it in good.
I thought we were doing majority rules here.
All right. Next one. Whoppers.
All right. So I absolutely love them. I love the fact that they come in kind of the milk containers. I'll tell you, the first time I actually had them when I was a kid, I was actually kind of disappointed. Because, like, when I see Whoppers, like, you know, for anybody that does know me, I happen to be attached to Burger King, right? I am very fond of it. So, like, I as a little kid, I see Whopper on the menu. I'm thinking, all right, well, we're getting a burger from Burger King. And then I get this chocolate, and I'm like, ah. But then, like, I had some. It's like, oh, okay. So, like, every time I get a chance, I do buy the little milk carton.
You do?
Yeah. So, I mean, me personally, I would say, I wouldn't say elite, but I would say very good.
Where would you put them, Eric?
I don't think I've ever had it, so I'll put it in mediocre.
That's just to get back at me because I beat them in the team challenge series.
I mean, I'll eat them, but
no, I don't know if I had it, so.
It's not my go-to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I know, like, when stuff is your go-to, because if you see me with them in my hand before I put them back, or sometimes right after I put them back, you'll go, oh, can I have some?
Yeah.
You didn't do that when I had a handful of them today.
I know, but now that you mentioned them, I might have to go out and get some.
Yeah, I think
I know what Sharon's the go-to is.
Yeah.
What is it?
Reese's.
Oh, that's right. My number one.
Yep.
And we'll get
mine too.
Yeah, we'll get to those. We got to stay on. We got to stay on the one we're talking about right at the moment,
yep.
At least until I write it down.
Yeah, Party Squad.
Yeah.
But the Whoppers are. I think they're a good candy. They got a good consistency. It's another good movie theater one.
Yeah.
And they go good with.
They do.
Could have been very good.
Okay.
I have to try it.
Do you have one?
Yeah, let's go to our first candy bar of the day. Or actually, technically, it's at night. Let's do Milky Way.
Milky Way?
Yeah.
I like Milky Way. The caramel.
I'm not a fan of it.
I was always a fan of the caramel. I like that more than a Three Musketeers bar. I put it in very good.
Of the two, because I went back when I was a kid, like, you always kind of see the comparisons of, you know, Milky Way or Snickers, because the wrappers are kind of like the same.
Yeah. Milky Way is just Snickers without the nuts.
Yeah. And I actually prefer a Milky Way over a Snickers.
Really?
Yeah.
You bad Mamma Jamma.
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat a Snickers.
You guys
want to
take...
Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll eat a Snickers if, like, they're right there. Like, if we have a box of them or whatever, or a pack.
Yeah.
But, no, Milky Way, I think, is better.
I prefer the Milky Way dark with the dark chocolate.
Yeah. So, I mean, personally, I would, what'd you say, very good?
Yeah.
I mean, I would agree with that.
Does Eric like it?
I'm not a fan of it, so I'm going to say trash. That's just me.
All right, well, you can have your own list. Put it in very good.
I'm just being honest.
You can go ahead and be honest, but you can keep track of your own fucking list, too, because it's too confusing.
Okay.
I'm being honest myself. All right, next up, we got Sour Patch Kids.
I'm not necessarily a fan of sour candy. So I'm not necessarily a fan of those. I mean, so, like, again, it's another one of those situations I wouldn't buy them. If somebody asked me if I wanted a couple, like, I would probably say yeah.
Well, you're not as much of anything. You only like chocolate, really, when it comes down to candy.
Yeah. Chocolate, Twizzlers, and Starburst.
Yeah.
I like, what are these? Sour Patch Kids we're talking about?
Yeah.
I like them.
I like them a lot. What do you think, Eric?
I love them.
He loves
them. Very good. I just bought one today.
He thinks they're awesome, Doug.
Very good or great?
I put them great.
Or is elite, Sharon?
Oh, I thought I went elite, great, very good, good.
No, it's elite, very good, good, mediocre, meh, and garbage.
Oh, okay. My best.
He never does enough tears, Sharon. That's a problem with
him. I put them in elite. All
right. Yeah, let's go elite.
Okay.
They're top tier candy. Next, jelly beans.
This is tricky because it depends on what brand.
Yeah, it depends on the brand of them.
All right, what's the top brand?
Just Born.
All right, Just Born jelly beans.
Good for Easter.
I think they're very good.
Fantastic.
The funny thing is, for me, it depends on the color. Like red jelly beans.
What about the Jelly Belly jelly beans? I like those.
Those are the ones that can come in like bad flavors and good flavors, right?
I don't think so. Ooh. No, that's the Mean Boozled.
Oh.
Jelly Belly is the classic logo like this. Look at it.
Right, and they come in the good flavors. I would say, again, it depends on, it does depend on the flavor for me. But I would say very good.
I'll go very good.
I'll say very good.
Beans are a classic.
Yeah.
All right, classic. Next candy bar, let's go to an old-fashioned Hershey bar.
A regular Hershey bar?
Yes. An old-fashioned Hershey.
They're good.
They're good. I mean, a lot of people probably just buy them just to make s'mores.
Yeah, they're good to melt chocolate. I think they're good.
I prefer them with the almonds.
They're good with
the
almonds.
I prefer crunch, but I like Hershey bars, too.
Where would you put them, Eric?
I put them in very good.
Put them in very good, Doug.
Okay.
I prefer crunch.
We'll put the almond in elite.
Well, that sounds good.
Okay. The regular Hershey going in good?
Very good.
Very good?
Yep.
What's a candy you want to do, Eric?
I just talked about it. Crunch.
Okay.
Nestle Crunch Bar?
That's my other go-to. I'm putting that in elite.
What's funny is that, like, I think sometimes, like, my candy bar, you know, preference kind of comes in phases. Like, you know, back when I was like really little, mine was always like Butterfinger. Okay, and then and at some point too, I'm pretty sure like I really like the Crunch Bar, and they are good. Like I especially like the mini Crunch Bars,
right?
Like the little fun size ones. And
I have a bag of them today right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if they're necessarily my favorite, but I will say, good Lord.
Sorry.
I just did the same thing. I would put them in, you said elite, right, Eric?
Yeah, I did.
All right. I mean, I would probably tend to agree with that.
You would?
Yeah.
A crunch bar?
Yeah.
The only thing, a crunch bar can come across a little waxy to me sometimes.
Lately they taste waxy.
And a little fake. I don't like crunch bars as much as I used to, and I think that knocks them down to a very good.
Okay.
That's fair.
I think, and what's funny too is that technically now people can make their own.
I mean, they always could, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, like now, because Crunch Bars are actually like the easy, almost the easiest, you know, candy
just
to make.
Need some rice shit.
Rice Krispies,
and you know, when we used to make our own chocolate, it was the same thing. We would put it, Rice Krispies in either milk or dark chocolate in whatever molds we had. And I actually tried to do it the one time. I tried to do it in the mold of the Rice Krispie guys.
Yeah.
Because I had that. But that mold didn't like to take. And every time I tried to get the mold out of the chocolate, it would fuck, the chocolate would break. So So that's why that mold was bought at a garage sale for 50 cents.
It wasn't the tits?
No, it was the tits.
Okay.
It was a big, giant, hairy mole on the tits. But making those is actually, really good because, again, rice and chocolate, I guess it might not be for everybody, but for me, I happen to like that.
You like that shit?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right, next up, don't touch a finger on my Butterfinger.
Used to be my favorite candy bar when I was little.
How do you feel now?
I don't feel as strongly about it, but I would still say very good just because they are very good.
I used to love a Butterfinger, but they changed the recipe up. I don't think it's as good as they used to be.
Yeah. Well, back when we went to, when we used to go to BJ's all the time, especially back when we lived, back home in Newfane.
Right.
I mean, you guys used to get the big box of Butterfingers, right?
Yep. Yeah, because Papa loved them. They were his favorite.
Yeah. And then, I actually got him to convert a couple times because when I started going to the store with you, he'd be like, all right, you can pick out whatever you want. And so, I would usually try to pick out, Three Musketeers or whatever.
Right.
Sometimes it would be Snickers or whatever. I would actually try to, switch it up. But, yeah, Butterfingers. And I remember, when we got that big box of Butterfingers, I actually got in trouble one time with Nana because I went to grab one. She goes, you've had enough today. I said, man, I want another one. She goes, you've had five. She's like, save some for tomorrow. Or we're not going back to BJ's for another month. You have to save them. I'm like, all right. So personally for me, I would put them in very good. What do you say, Eric?
I say probably what's the third one? Good?
Good.
Okay, I'm putting them good.
Okay. What do you say?
I'd say good. Okay. They're another one that I feel like changed a little bit, but I thought they've always been delicious. I love that Butterfinger, that toffee base. Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
It's delicious.
Right.
Next up, Nerds. And not us.
So that's another funny thing. I don't think, I know I've kind of had Nerds, but I've had a little box of them or whatever, because they usually come in little boxes, right?
They can for Halloween candy and stuff. They come in big boxes too, though.
Okay. That has to be another one of those where if I got it for Halloween candy, I would eat it or whatever. I would.
You've never spent a penny on a Nerd?
No.
I think they're very good.
Nerds were my go-to as a kid.
They're a fun, different candy. When you have that sour mood for candy like that, they really do hit the spot. And Nerds ropes are fantastic. Yep.
Oh, I love Nerds ropes. Oh, my God.
He loves them.
You guys are making me hungry.
Yeah, if we were in the store right now, it would be dangerous.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I bought candy today.
Yeah,
we're doing this.
Yeah, everybody's home now, right?
Yeah.
Eric, you're home?
Yeah.
Well, snowed in anyway.
Yeah.
But, no, I definitely would say very good. Upwards.
I would put them in elite.
I was going to say, you want me to borderline it?
Borderline it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because they were my go-to. They were my favorite candy as a kid.
Next, let's get into some fancier a chocolate a little more high echelon, a little more for the moms and the single ladies out there. Let's go to Dove chocolate.
Oh, I love those things.
I won't say a specific because there's like the strawberry and this is the white.
No, I just like the regular dark regular milk chocolate though.
They come in the little.
I would put them in the
little individual wrap.
The individual wrap promises ones. Those are my favorite.
Eric, what were you gonna say?
I put them in elite. They're probably winning the best chocolate.
I agree.
They're definitely the best chocolate. They're the best chocolates to give to people as gifts.
Oh yeah, because it seems fancy.
Yeah,
that's it. Especially those ladies.
I feel like it's kind of gotten. I feel like it's gotten replaced a little bit with the truffles and the squares and stuff like that. But Dove is still a good high class chocolate.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Next up, Three Musketeers.
Oh, my favorite. I mean, for me, they're elite. Because that was always my go-to.
You like the nougat?
I do. And it was funny. You know, I was telling earlier about, you know, going to BJ's and buying a big box of them. I remember there was a couple times, like, when there was one time I really wanted to get them. I'm like, well, we could get Three Musketeers. But, Sharon, I know you weren't a fan of them. And you're like, I don't like Three Musketeers. So the next time we went shopping, you had already moved out here. So I said to Nana and Papa, I said, Sharon doesn't live at home anymore. Can we get Three Musketeers? and Nana happened to like it. And Papa was okay with it. So I was like, yeah, sure.
But it's an all right candy bar. See, this one isn't my favorite. The marshmallowy.
I'm not a fan of them either. So.
I know it's for a lot of people. That
I would put them in mediocre.
They love this. I'm not a huge fan of it, but.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, is that, like, certain candy bars, like, there's probably going to be a shit ton of people that are going to come after me with pitchforks and torches when we get the Snickers, and I say, I can't fucking stand them.
You really
oh, I'm there with you, Doug.
Well, it's not my favorite.
You've eaten a lot of Snickers in your lifetime.
I've eaten a lot of candy in my lifetime. You don't get this body for, you know, eating apples and bananas.
Well, yeah, but fucking hating something if you put it in your body that much.
I think because, well, I can't use the argument of if it's here, I'll eat it because I'm the one that does the grocery shopping. So that argument kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, and you've bought Snickers before.
That is my point.
But I think the point is that it can also be made that he buys it because he knows we enjoy them.
Yeah.
I've never asked for a Snickers a day in my life, sure.
But the point is that, like, all right, so when I was buying all the candy at Halloween time, I'm not necessarily a fan of Heath bars either. But
yeah, but that's Sharon's favorite. That's
exactly. So she likes Heath. She likes Baby Ruth. She likes Snickers. All right. So most of the reason why I buy those is for her.
But, good guy.
But then you eat them because you're fat.
Because they are sitting right there. They are sitting right there, and they're $4 a bag. So. They have to get eaten.
Yeah, you find a way.
Yes, I do.
So what candy are we on now? Three Musketeers?
Yeah.
They're okay.
I mean, for me, they're elite. I mean, if you guys want to, you know, take it down to a different tier, I'm fine with that.
You can put it in elite.
You can put it in elite.
To vindicate yourself. We just like to make you happy.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Can I say another one?
No.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Warhead. For anybody.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I grew up with them. It's the ultimate sour candy.
Yep.
I feel like they fell off a little bit in recent times, but
they did, and I'll tell you how popular they were back when I was in middle school. All right, kids used to bring them to school. They used to have the bulk bags, and for some reason, the teachers didn't like them having the bulk. I remember I went to a kid's locker because he said he would give me some. So he grabbed out a handful, handed it to me. The teacher came. One of the teachers came over. She was a complete bitch, by the way.
What was her name?
I don't even remember what her name was, but she didn't like me either. And also, one of the reasons why she didn't like me is because I kept refusing to do my homework, and I said that history, even though I'm a history buff, and history was actually one of my best subjects in school, I used to say history sucks. But teacher comes over, says, "You better put those back in the bag," and takes the whole bag. And I looked, and I'm like, and I just kind of rolled my eyes at her. She goes, "Don't you roll your eyes at me." I said, "Then give him back his candy. He's not doing anything wrong. We're in a hallway. People do much worse stuff in a hallway. I mean, when they get to high school, they do even worse stuff in a hallway.
Each other?
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, but that was always the thing. Like, kids were always getting their warheads confiscated for no other reason except for, you know, teachers. The teacher's number one goal is to make sure the students are unhappy. But I used to like them, but then it got to the point to where I really started to hate sour candy.
Yeah. They're a fun little, they pucker your lips. I remember getting them at the end of soccer, when we all would play soccer at Alcott, and then they would give us warheads at the end of the year and give us little bags of candy and stuff. I think warheads is a fun candy, but I think it's just mediocre.
It's definitely, it's more mediocre now because, like you said, they've kind of fallen off. Eric, what do you think?
I would have to put them in the league. Eric, it's me, but...
We'll put them in very good. Actually, just good.
I'm a fan of sour candy, so that's why.
I like sour candy, too.
He's a fan of sour candy. He's also a fan of disagreeing with us.
Who, Eric?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I can't necessarily say as I blame him.
You can't say as that?
No.
That's good. Great English.
It's no fun to agree all the time when in the show. So.
We next up, you ready, Doug?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
A Wonka bar.
Now, this is
never
just,
heard
like,
of it.
Wonka bars come in different flavors, though, right?
You've never seen the movie? No, the original chocolate Wonka bar.
The original chocolate Wonka bar. All right, so I know I've had them before because I think I've gotten them from you.
Mm-hmm. They made a few different movie tie-in versions of it. The traditional Wonka bar is a lot like a Crunch bar with, like, the Rice Krispies. Since I seem to be the only one that have had one, I'll put it in good.
Okay.
The discontinued.
Sounds like
now.
Something I would eat.
Well, it's too
I'll say
late.
That.
The company's gone, so.
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
Oh, man.
Dum Dum Lollipops.
They're good. Like, they're good because, like, you can eat like two or three. You can eat like two or three within like five minutes because they're so small.
They got a good flavor, but
yeah,
you like small things.
Yeah, okay.
In your mouth. Dum Dums are pretty good. I'm always a Low Pop fan over Dum Dums.
Me
but
too.
Little Dum Dums can be
Low
fun.
Low Pop, baby.
I'd say we put Low Pop at Elite and Dum Dum at just mediocre.
Okay.
How about the other lollipop? Is it Tootsie Roll one or whatever it's called?
Tootsie Roll? Yeah.
Tootsie
Pops.
That's like a brand of Blow Pop, though.
Yeah, but it's got the Tootsie Roll in the middle.
Which I love.
You love that?
Yeah.
That's good. All right, next up. Raisinets.
No. easy.
What was that again?
Oh, Sharon said, ick. I was getting ready to show him praise. And Sharon just threw feces right all over.
What's the candy called?
Huh? He's
asking the candy.
What's the candy called?
Oh, candy is Raisinets.
What?
Yeah, I'm with Sharon.
I mean, they're one of my favorite movie candies.
It's not the most popular one, but it's a fun one.
Yeah.
It's chocolate covered raisins. It's healthy.
I mean, I'm okay with, people hating them, because then, like, if they don't like them, if I buy a box of them at the movie theater, that means I don't have to share it with you.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, next time I actually go to the movies with next time we go to the movies, and if Eric comes with us, and I buy a box of Raisinets, and he goes, oh, can I have some? I'm going to have this clip handy.
He
hears something. That's what he said. He said he was with Sharon. He was with Sharon at it.
You love him, though?
I do. I do just because I like raisins, and obviously I like chocolate, so chocolate-covered raisins kind of just makes sense.
So where do you personally put it?
Personally, I would put it in the leaf. But if it gets dragged down, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, put it good.
Okay.
I got one.
What do you got?
Skittles.
Skittles? Elite.
Yep.
Elite. That's going to be one. I'm not going to shit on it, but I'm going to say I was never a fan of it. So for me, they would just be mediocre.
You don't taste the rainbow?
No.
You're more of a Starbucks, a Starburst guy.
I am not a Starbucks person.
Starburst.
Yeah.
Yeah, Skittles going.
Oh, I know you're not a Starbucks
person. Yeah. All right, so Skittles are going in the lead?
I think so.
Okay.
I agree.
Yep.
Starburst going in the lead, too.
Oh, they definitely
do. Yeah.
They get caught in my teeth, but I love them.
Yeah, you had to suck on it for a couple minutes.
That's what she said. All right, now.
Not about any of us. Well, you maybe.
Charleston Chew.
I've never had it.
What?
No.
You idiot. What?
Just because I've never had Chew?
Yeah. Well, never mind.
I think I might have had
you were going to lie, but
I put it in good.
I put it mediocre.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
That's just 100 years. It's not that surprising.
All right, so the Chew's going into mediocre? Or?
Yeah, it sucks. We got to start thinking of shitty candy now.
I got one.
What?
Mounds.
I like Mounds.
Never heard of it.
It's like Almond Joy without the almond. It's just coconut. It's just coconut and chocolate.
Yeah.
Food. So what do you think of it? It's ass?
I would say garbage, yeah.
What would you say, Eric?
Never heard of it, so I would say trash.
I'd put Almond Joy in trash.
I mean, I would actually, too. I don't like Almond Joy either.
I'd put Mounds and meh.
All right, so Almond Joy and trash and Mounds and meh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Because next up we have something else.
Okay.
A Kit Kat.
Oh, love
Break
Kit Kat.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
We don't have any. I'm
not a fan of it, but I won't trash it.
You're not a fan of Kit Kat bars?
You idiot.
He's not an idiot.
You didn't protest when he called me an idiot for not liking Charleston Chew.
I totally missed the Charleston Chew. Where did
you just think he's an idiot?
Where did we put Charleston Chew?
Mediocre.
Oh.
I think Kit Kats are great, and I think Eric's an idiot.
I would definitely say elite myself, and I would also second the other.
I think it goes in elite.
Yeah.
Kit Kat, yeah.
All right, Reese Cups.
Elite.
Oh, they would definitely have to go in the lead, I think.
Elite.
Yeah, because
the new Reese bars are kind of weird, though.
It's got to be a Reese cup.
It's got to be in a cup.
If it does.
Well, yeah, the what the hell is it called? Like the Reese's Fast Break or whatever?
Yeah, it's the bar. That's the bar.
But no, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, like, it's hard to screw them up, even though I actually think they tried to when they put the potato chip in it.
Oh, it was good with the potato
chip. That was good.
I just wasn't, I had to taste it 10 times to decide I didn't like it or not, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones with the pretzels, those are good, too.
Excuse me. Eric Skagman.
Yeah,
Reese Cups are elite. The Fast Break bar is nothing special. You agree with that, Doug?
Yeah. You want me to put the Fast Break bar in something or?
Meh. Do we even have a meh category?
Yeah.
It was trash.
Yeah, meh, and then trash.
Oh, okay.
Sharon.
There you go.
That's your real name. All right. You ready, Doug?
Yeah.
All right. Give me one.
Twizzlers.
Ass.
Oh, yeah. So you don't like them, do you?
Twizzlers are okay. They're good.
I like Red Vine.
I don't
like
Red Vine.
Okay, very good.
I would agree with that. I would agree with very good on Twizzlers because we, used to get them all the time. Bappa was a huge fan of them. So I would always buy a package, and then he would always buy a package too and keep it under his, the TV guide or whatever the hell, like that section of the newspaper that has like, the TV thing. He would keep it under there. And then when the doctor told him, that he wasn't allowed to have them anymore, he had to get rid of his bag that he had, and he made me get rid of mine. I'm like, I could still eat them. Why am I getting punished? He goes, if I have to go through it, so do you. And I'm like, all right. So, I would definitely say very, very good on them. So where are we going to put them?
Where do you want them?
Well, I said very good, but you guys
say. I say very good. I like the good.
Everybody
Twizzler.
Said very,
say very
good.
Good.
Put them very good. Where we put Red Vine? Eric hates them.
Which one?
Red Vine.
Red Vine, I don't like them. I think they taste too waxy.
I don't think I've ever had it.
I mean, I would say mediocre.
All right, put them in mediocre. Fuck. All right, next up. Hershey Kiss.
They're okay.
Bite-sized chocolates are cute and adorable. They're not okay. They're great.
I mean, I would say very good.
Put an almond in the middle of them, and they're
sure. Not everything needs nuts.
Yes, they do.
I'm not a fan of my candy.
This is one of those times where I am definitely taking the high road.
Fuck that.
I know what you were gonna say. Damn.
It's gonna be the new. That's gonna be one of the shirts we have made for the show, the Everything Unscripted podcast, where everything's better with nuts.
You love nuts.
That's another shirt.
In your mouth.
Hey.
I put Hershey Kisses in Elite. I love Hershey Kisses.
I'd agree with that.
I actually like them more than Hershey bars.
I agree, Bubba.
I would agree with that.
We have made a class around here. All right. Next up, we have... We're running out of candy bars, Bubba.
Almost.
What about Twix?
Well, next up, we're going to do something else. But next up, we have Twix.
Okay. Definitely have to put them in Elite. They're one of the more
famous. They suck.
I do not.
They're bad. It's more of a cookie.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that says they suck.
Thank you, Eric. They should not even count as a candy. It's more of a cookie. And it sucks. I don't need a fucking dog bone in the middle of my chocolate. I'm serious. It blows. The caramel's too much. I'd rather do a Milky Way. Kit Kats are 10 times better. Twix is a shit candy.
Twix can go in at least good or very good, but they're not going in trash or mix.
Okay, so let's put them in mediocre.
They're mediocre candy.
They're not mediocre.
They're mediocre.
The crunchy of the cookie and the buttery of the caramel all mixed with the chocolate. It's a delicious little bite.
Sure, the two sides can't even get along.
Be careful, because the next time she has to fart, she's going to lift up in your direction.
The left one and the right one are always bickering. Kit Kat never goes through that. Twix sucks. It's a bad candy. All right, put it in mediocre, Doug. Actually, you can put it in just good.
All right.
At the bottom.
You can put it in mediocre. I can handle it. You're wrong, but I can handle it.
At least Erickson made a class.
I mean, I personally like Twix.
Yeah, you would. You're the type of guy that would like Twix. Eric agrees.
But... I personally like it, but I could see where, you know, cookies and chocolate isn't necessarily for everybody.
Well, let's go to one of the all-time greats, the Hershey Cookies and Cream Bar.
Ugh.
I'd put that in the lead.
I'd put it in very – I like cookies and cream.
I'll put that in the lead, too.
You used to bathe naked in that bar.
See, I'm not a fan of cookies and cream.
Once. And how'd you get the video of that?
So I would just say they're good.
You like Twix.
Cookies and cream ice cream. Oh, man.
Twix isn't cookies and cream.
Yeah, it's dog biscuits and cream.
It's dog biscuits and chocolate.
All right.
Put it in Elite.
Elite it. Actually, put it in very good.
All right.
We don't want to be unbiased. They're too biased.
We don't?
Yeah, we do.
How about cookie dough?
Yeah, cookie dough bites.
Those are good because I like cookie dough,
that's
too.
One of the top tier movie theater candies, Doug.
I was just complimenting it.
And I agree with you. You're
yelling at me.
You deserve it.
Why?
I don't know. They're a top tier candy.
I agree with you.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Right, I put them in very good.
Very good?
Yeah.
All right, very good. I like cookie dough bites. Thank you very much.
Well, so I was complimenting them, too.
All right, next up.
Keep going. This list is going to be in your bum.
I have a bigger foot than you. And other stuff. All right, Thin Mints.
Thin Mints are a cookie.
No, the Junior Mints.
Yeah. Yeah, they're called Junior Mints. They're not called Thin Mints.
No, they're called Thin Junior Mints.
No. Garbage.
Thank you. I agree with you, Eric.
A hot take.
Here's the funny thing. I'll always go back to that episode of Big Bang Theory when they insulted Penny's boyfriend, that Zach, but then Sheldon offered him a milk dud.
Milk duds are good.
Okay. Offered him a milk dud. And he's like, okay, we're good now. And like earlier, because Sheldon had even said when they were going to try to make amends with him, he goes, let's just give him milk duds. They're very for giving candy. And Raj was like, Junior, mints are forgiving too. And Sheldon just looked at him and then gave him he gave Zach Junior the milk duds. And he looked at Raj and said, Junior mints, and just shook his head. And to me, that just kind of like it illustrates how Junior mints are viewed by a lot of people.
Right. I don't like York Peppermint Patty either.
Well, what? Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I wouldn't put them in garbage, but I would put them in meh.
What? All right. Go ahead, do it if you have to.
Well, where would you put them?
Somewhere else. All right, next up. You ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Gummy worms.
I'm not a gummy worm or gummy bear
Gold
fan.
Gold belly gummy bears.
But I do. I don't necessarily.
I'll eat them.
Okay.
I'll eat
them. You don't like them?
I mean, they're not my favorites, but.
No, they don't have to be.
You want to turn them down.
Exactly.
Ghirardelli squares.
Those are good if you have $15 on it.
Good.
They're not a cheap man's chocolate.
I don't know if I have had them.
Where would you put them, Sharon? Just good?
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Godiva.
I think Lint's better.
Back in the day, it would have been reversed, but I agree with you now. It would be
Put Lint in Elite and Godiva in very good.
Yeah, I agree.
Dougie.
Okay.
So what about Milk Duds? We talked about them a little bit.
Milk Duds, to me, would have to go into Elite because they are the go-to. You know, for me, Raisinets are my go-to movie candy, but if they're not there, and I don't mind getting this stuff stuck in my teeth.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Junior mints.
I'll put them in meh.
You put Milk Duds in meh?
Yeah.
All right. Eric, what do you say?
I put them in meh.
Okay.
Me and Eric have the same taste.
Milk Duds in meh? They got to go at least in good.
All right. I guess you're on the show now.
I am.
Milk Duds going meh. Good, whatever Sharon wants.
Okay.
All right, you got more. What other candy?
Well, one we haven't done yet. M&M's.
Ooh.
Elite.
I'm sure you like them better with the nut in them, Sharon, but.
I do like the peanuts better, but yes, Elite.
Elite.
Especially the pretzel ones. They're great, too.
Yeah, at work the other day, somebody had, like, a big bag of the peanut butter ones.
Ooh. You like nuts.
Now I'm craving M&M's.
And go to the store, Doug.
Nah, I'm good.
What else?
Snickers.
Snickers are good.
Okay.
Snickers with almonds.
You're not you when you're hungry.
I'm going to put that in mediocre.
Same thing.
Really? Damn, you guys are tough.
Baby Ruth.
Ass.
Trash. Great. Very good, whatever the...
Well, these two just said... Both just said garbage. I actually kind of have to agree.
Oh, you guys suck.
You won the Milk Dud battle, but you got to lose one.
Yeah, it's not all about you, Sharon. Baby Ruth are ass. Accepted.
Payday.
Ass. Poor man Snickers.
Ass.
It's a poor man Snickers.
Violet Crumble.
Elite.
Isn't that the name of an exotic dancer?
Yeah, you probably have her number.
I would agree with the
illusion. I never heard of it. I never had it.
It's a honeycomb Australian chocolate. It's very good.
Okay.
Pocky.
Man.
Pocky?
Yeah.
Pocky?
Yeah, you had Pocky, right? Pocky sticks. All right, we'll skip
that. No, I never had it.
Well, never mind. What else?
Oh, shit. What else is
Hershey there? Symphony Elite.
Oh, that noise.
Did we do Heath Bar?
Yeah, Heath Bar. Very good.
Very good.
Mediocre.
What's the beat of a Heath Bar shirt? Toffee?
English toffee.
I think it's very good.
She was getting up to kick my ass.
All right, you're done. All right, that's it?
Yeah.
I had a great time.
Yeah, this was fun.
This was fun.
We all disagree.
Yeah, this is probably our least agreement podcast when it comes to a tier list.
Well, you guys, your taste sucks, just so you know.
You don't like any good candy.
Neither do you.
I like all the good ones.
What about the 100 grand bars?
Oh, I forgot about that.
They suck.
It's like a Nestle Crunch with a bunch of caramel in it.
It's chocolate and oatmeal.
The funny thing about the 100 grand bars is that a couple times I've had a 100 grand bar, for some reason they were stale. So,
yeah, they don't even put the right shit in there, Sharon. You don't like your chocolate.
I would say meh on that.
You got another one, Sharon?
Mars bars.
Yes.
I've never had them, so I'm not going
to. You've never had a Mars bar?
I don't really remember them all that much. I just remember they are an old-timey candy.
They were
good.
They're okay.
No, that's the
Mallow Cups.
Mallow Cups. Oh, those are great. They're very good.
Do you like those?
The Mallow Cups?
Mallow Cups.
What about Carmelos? You ever have those?
I don't think I've actually had one.
That's the best caramel chocolate, Carmelos. Doug, let's go to Wawa. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Chocolate's good, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So Carmelos going in... Carmelo's going in very good.
Yeah. All right. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
We'll see everybody next week for our porn star tier list.
I think I'm the only one that can technically do that show.
And we'll talk about some... this was a great time, and... we'll see everybody next week.
Yeah. If we are, we're not actually doing a porn star tier list, right? Technically, that's one I don't have to research for.
I mean, but something tells me you still will.
I have no comment.
Yeah, that's because even though you're 38 years old, your mother can still ground you.
No, that's low.
All right.
No.
We'll see everybody next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys.
Bye.